Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom back on the show. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original historian, professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of a number of books, New Deal, A Raw Deal, and FDR Goes to War. The bookends there, the set of books that you need to know about. If you really want to know about history and you really want to find out about the impact of the New Deal on America, the truth about it, the unvarnished truth, you can check it out there by Bert. Also, he's got a new book out called Death on Hold, which we'll be talking about in the future and maybe just a little bit today. He's our good friend Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here on Labor Day 2015.
We do a lot of Labor Day shows together, don't
over
we?
The years, yeah, you've really helped us to understand, and you really opened my eyes. Golly, 17 years ago, you opened my eyes about the history of Labor Day. And a lot of people think Labor Day was founded because of some altruistic political reasoning, you know, helping people out to make sure they had enough money to live on, et cetera, et cetera. The truth is, it was actually a protectionist move, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I'm sort of disappointed that Grover Cleveland signed it into law. But
you knew Grover. You knew Grover too, didn't you?
I knew his son. I met his son, by the way.
but the northern textile workers were trying to fight the low wages of the South Carolina, for example, textile plants, because they were taking their business from the non-union workers, were taking business from the union workers.
Yes, that's true. And it's really tragic to think that minimum wage in particular, Jim, has its origins with an attempt by the northern textile
wage, right. Yeah, but Labor Day was a lot earlier than that. Labor Day was back in the 1880s. Yep. And I crossed my topics there. I had both of them on my mind. Labor Day was something that wasn't it a response to Labor Day was more of a response to the Pullman. Was it the Pullman riots that they had?
Actually, that was a Pullman strike. Slightly came later, but the Knights of Labor were one of and the National Labor Union were two after the Civil War, two early labor unions that got in there. But the idea is that you're trying to organize skilled workers, and you really don't care about unskilled workers. That is, the average laborer is not really part of the thinking of those people who started Labor Day.
Yeah, the interesting thing is both guys who were given credit for starting Labor Day are both named McGuire, and but they spell it differently. They're not really.
They spell it differently. Yeah, and they had parades, of course, in New York City, and
barbecues
all of this,
and picnics.
Yeah, and Cleveland signed it into law, and we had a recognizing Labor Day. And I like your concept, Jim, that we ought to have an Entrepreneur Day.
That's
and you
right.
Have that on your
By the way, there's some things working right now. There's some people working on it right now for possibility. They actually contacted me because of my article. Contacted me about getting this thing going.
Well, it's hard. I remember one time we did a show, and you made the excellent point. But the entrepreneurs are busy working, and the other people want you to take time off. But the entrepreneurs have to keep working. They're the people who have to be thinking and on the job 24 hours a day, and you can't just dismiss that.
Well, and Labor Day started out as a union thing, and it still is considered a union thing, but yet there are very few union members anymore, relatively speaking.
Right, right.
And so,
and now, unfortunately, with public sector unions, we're getting more that area.
That's the dangerous part there. Yeah, but of course, Labor Day is considered to be for everyone now. Most Americans don't really associate Labor Day with a union movement anymore, do they?
No.
It's just a day off.
It's a day off for all employees.
Right.
But your idea with Entrepreneur Day is
there needs to be a small business day.
Who started the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Recognize those people who started it. Those people who created the jobs that other people are taking off on Labor Day.
Those people are making payroll. Small business owners are making payroll so their employees can be off with pay today. Now, why isn't there a day for those people, right? That's what I've always said. Hold on to that thought, Bert Folsom, Dr. Bert Folsom, and I will be right back after these messages. I want to talk to Bert about some of the mayhem the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, is up to these days. It's not good. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.